Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Lord God, you are awesome. Oh God, you are awesome. And it ain't no harm in praising the Lord's blessed name. God bless you, saints of God. We are so excited that you made the choice once again to spend some time with us on this glorious Friday evening. We certainly believe that you're in the right place, with the right people on the right station at the right time to hear another anointed broadcast of Rebirth for the King. We want to thank you for coming on the line tonight, and we pray that your week has been amazingly wonderful in the things of God, and that the glory of God has been with you, hallelujah, in every encounter that you had this week. This program has been anointed by the Spirit of the Living God to prayerfully change your life, redirect your heart, and cause you to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. My name is Pastor Myra Harris, and I'm so happy to be your host this evening, and I'm the humble servant of Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory, and we worship and praise the Lord at the Delta Community Center each and every Sunday, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Rebirth for the King broadcasts every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. to discuss topics in the spirit that will help you to begin and or strengthen your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Saints, we're blessed as we always are, hallelujah, with our awesome anointed Apostle Hattie L. Fields of Horns Ablaze Ministries for Christ International from Vineland, New Jersey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How are you this evening, Apostle?
Praise the Lord. God bless you to the listeners, to all the body of Christ, to your Pastor Harris, and may the Lord avenue that he's taking us tonight. God's got great things in store, so give it a hallelujah and a God bless.
Amen. Give it a hallelujah and a God bless. Hallelujah. And that's what all we can do is give it a hallelujah and a God bless. And tonight, hallelujah, is always special. It's the end of the month, saints, and that means it's Victorious Women's Night. Hallelujah. And once a month, we join the women's ministry from Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory. Amen. And Evangelist Ada Williams, are you on the line?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Apostle Field and Pastor Harris. Yes, I am on the line, and to God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. God
Amen.
Is great and greatly to be praised. Amen.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's always great to be able to join in with the ministry of Victorious Women. Hallelujah. And would you like to kind of share a little bit about that ministry, how it got started, and, you know, some of the things that the women have done as a result of being in this ministry? Because how long has it been active now?
Since 2012, December of 2012.
Amen. You want to share a little bit?
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Good evening, saints. Victoria's Women's is a ministry that was birthed through our Lebanon Bible College under Pastor Myra Harris as our dean, and this is one of the ministry that was birthed at that time through an Evangelist 2 class that she was taking us through, and this ministry was set up to praise be to God, to spiritually strengthen and empower young women. You know, so
Amen.
Much is going on these days and time, and you know, it's so hard for young women, especially single women, and not so many single young women with children, and hard to just deal with the unhealthy lifestyle that in our community, the strongholds that's put upon our women, out there right now, and talking about broken relationship, like in Psalm 34:18, and you know, low self-esteem, depression, homelessness, and even dealing with abortion, addictions, you know.
Wow.
That's in
Wow.
I mean, so many things are going on with our women. So Victoria's Women's, you know, is designed by the Lord Savior Jesus Christ to help women to start walking stronger in faith, because we know faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes,
and he's letting one. So it's designed to help women start understanding about relationships and understanding first. The first relationship is with our Heavenly Father. And once that relationship is established, start being established by our Heavenly Father, then we start growing stronger in faith and helping them to have faith during the tough time when life, and Psalm 23:1-6 says, when life seems to be unbearable and beyond hope, in his mercy, God gives us the strength and the doors to carry on. And that's what Victoria's Men is about, helping to instill the word of God, helping them to mature, and helping them through our worship service as well, through Bible study and Sunday school. And this is one more ministry that's been added on, Victoria's Women, every last Friday of the month. That we're praying that young women start growing and become strengthened, understanding that what faith is all about, knowing how to seek out the Lord's faith and setting up and developing relationship outside, you know, in the world, but starting with the spiritual relationship that starts with our Heavenly Father first, and helping them to get through life and becoming better parents, that go into better relationship, even walking into marriage now, you know, because one of our
Victoria's,
you know, not only have she got married and had a beautiful baby, but she waited for God. So the ministry itself is to help young women to with relationship, self-confidence, and how to start dealing with the worldly issues through the word of God, knowing that walking, you know, their faces, that, you know, it's, you learn how to walk in faith and talk in love and live and have joy in the living, but that can only come through the relationship with the Lord Father in heaven. So we just, that's what Victoria's Women is about, helping them to turn out strongholds and build better attitudes and come to trust God and lean and dependent on God, knowing that he'll never leave her, he'll never forsake her. And then one of the most important things, the most important thing, is learning that that we are the temple of the living God. That we are the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 said, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God brought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Amen.
Yes.
So that's what it's all about. How can women to learn how to fear God? That first thing was fearing God.
That's right.
31:30 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is in vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. That's what the word says. She shall be praised.
Yes.
Of the fruit of her hand, and let her own work praise her in the gate. Proverbs 31:30-31. We helping young women to fear God. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Evangelist Ada, you know what? The ministry, hallelujah. Tell me, how were the women selected? What's the age group, and how did they get there? Because it's an awesome, powerful ministry, and to have sustained, let me just give praise and honor to God right now, hallelujah, for sustaining this ministry over the course of time. It's 2016, and from 2012 to 2016, and didn't come without warfare. But how were the women selected, and how has it continued? Because one of the things that we know from Acts 2:42 is that to be in that state of continuance, how did you continue this ministry?
Well, one of the ways, Pastor Harris, is, you know, through our own ministry, Rebirth Tabernacle of Glory. You know, most of the women who started out in this ministry are, you know, are members of Rebirth Tabernacle of Glory, and then they start inviting their friends, you know, and some of them their family members, and through our own systematic teaching through our pastor, who are you, you know, we grew strong and start being more encouraged, and they start encouraging other people to come to this ministry, because as our overseer, you know, that systematic teaching goes right on through Victoria's Women, that we're bringing from you to what we've been taught, and we're teaching to other young women. So it has grown stronger as the years have gone forward because of the systematic teaching that we're receiving, you know, through our Bible study, through our Sunday school, and that we incorporate that here at Victoria's Women's. And then there's also your guidance. I mean, right now we're loving this book on how to avoid the 10 mistakes famous women make by Michelle McKenzie Hammond. That's an awesome book.
Could you get that title one more time? Give them that title, because that book is something else. Come on, give them the book.
Yes, the name of this book that we're working out of now is that How to Avoid the 10 Mistakes Single Women Make by Michelle McKenzie Hammond. Awesome, awesome book. And leads you right into the Word of God, how to spiritually getting to know yourself and your relationship, and how, you know, single women have to seek God's face for guidance and direction. And you said the Word of God said He ordered the steps of a righteous man, and learning how to walk righteous before God, learning what true, real relationship is based on, and it's based on the truth, which is the Word of God that we have learned. So,
amen.
So they stay strong in the Word. They are learning how to start trusting God and becoming more, strengthened. The more that they're into the teaching, the more they stay up under the Word, and the more they stay up under the systematic teaching, you know, and praying and praising God and becoming more grateful. These women are being strengthened. They are being empowered. And that Acts 2:42, coming on one accord, working to help each other out, encouraging one another, keeping the Word in each other's ear, praying for one another, embracing one another when things are tough and times are hard, being able to redirect and help them to understand that God will never leave you or forsake you, that He's an ever-present God in their time of trouble. That's what the young women do with each other. They encourage one another. They come on one accord.
That's good. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just blessed because what we realize that there's some women that attend that meeting that may not end up in church, but they certainly get the Word of God, but they're still flowing. Hallelujah, because there's some women that may not make it to the church door, but they will go to a Victorious Women's meeting. I'm going to thank God, hallelujah, for you taking that moment. I know that they're gathering, so I'm going to take you off the mic for a minute. Hallelujah. And you know that the glory of God, I'm going to come back at you, so be listening, okay? Because I want some of the ladies that when they come to be able to speak up. But, you know, we've been really exploring the theme, not I, but Christ, hallelujah, which came from Galatians 2:20, hallelujah, that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So it is not I who lives, but Christ who now lives in me. Sure has built a foundation of principles that we have been exploring since 2015 with this program. And so tonight, I'm going to hit us off with the question, hallelujah, it's real generic, but I think that you can take it as far as you need to take it. How do you keep Jesus in your daily life? How do you, and this is not only for Victorious Women, but to our listeners tonight, how do you keep Jesus in your daily life? If you are listening from online, you can call in 914-205-5323. And if you're already on the line, just press 1 and I'll know that you want to respond. How do you? What's your personal way that you have been able to keep Jesus in your daily life? Amen. Brother Moses, how do you do that? How do you do it? How are you doing this evening, Brother Moses?
Amen, Pastor. Yeah, honor to have me, Father. But I take Jesus in my life every morning, every day, because He wakes me up every morning. And tomorrow, and praying that tomorrow will be our blessing day, because tomorrow is the main conference. So I know that's going to be real wonderful. So,
hallelujah. Amen.
So I know God is good.
Yes,
I pray
He is.
Every day.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. So in other words, you keep Him in your daily life through prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Moses. Amen. Apostle?
I know that hearing these words, I thank God for the introduction and the words that come from evangelist and brother. Amen, Pastor. It is a great thing to know that we're hearing from the lessons learned, from the teachings and the impartations, we're hearing that the saints of God has but found God's purpose for their life, to be and to walk in the love of a victorious woman, even though there was a time when I did not believe, but now I believe because he has shown himself. When I said it to me, when you said it to meetings, when you begin to hear the testimonies, when you begin to sing the songs of his great redemption, when you begin to look and say, love of God has found me and showed me a way to save my, to deliver my soul from the old things that I used to do. And now I can say I love because I proclaim the truth of my Lord. That's what I'm hearing testimony. Pastor Harris?
Amen, amen, amen. And people are delivered, you know that, by the power of our testimonies. Amen. So that means that we go through things, hallelujah, and the Lord allows us to go through these things so that we can have access to the things that we've been taught so that we can practice them. And that's why James certainly said to count it all joy when you come up against diverse trials in your life, because it's an opportunity for you to be able to put in practice your patience, hallelujah, and being able to endure during hard times. And so when we think about how do you keep Jesus in your daily life, it's not just, hallelujah, going to church on Sunday, but the goal about church is to be able to give you skills, hallelujah, from the Word of God to be able to endure the life that you have to live, hallelujah. And I think he said that peace I give to you, peace I leave with you, not like the world does. So we should be able to have life and live it more abundantly. And so that's what the whole experience about church life is supposed to be about, to be able to gain access to skills that will help life be easier for us. Hallelujah. So I put that question right back at you. How do you keep Jesus in your daily life? And I know every saint on the line, hallelujah, gets challenged sometimes, but in your challenging moments, how do you bring up Jesus? How do you find him in the midst of your trouble? So I'm going to ask you, if you're online, hallelujah, just press the number 1, hallelujah, which will alert me that you can tell, hallelujah, how you keep Jesus. That's your testimony. How do you keep Jesus in your daily life? You know, Proverbs 3:5-6 is one of my favorites, and that's one of the things that I have to always bring back to my remembrance. That Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not upon my own understanding, but in everything acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So sometimes when we're walking with God daily, he is requiring us to trust him. Hallelujah. Trust him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Not just a half a heart. Hallelujah. Not just a little bit. Not just basing it on our own experience and what we've learned and hallelujah, and what we understand, but acknowledge, hallelujah, that greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, than anything you could have gotten and learned from the world. And what you acknowledge him, and I acknowledge him by bringing up something he said to me, hallelujah. How do I acknowledge him? By recalling something that I've learned from him, hallelujah. And when I acknowledge him, that word, hallelujah, will automatically put me on a path that he has directed me. I'm going to ask you, saints, again, hallelujah, how do you, hallelujah, keep Jesus in your daily life? Hallelujah, that's for the ladies as well as for the listeners. How do you call on Jesus? Do you just call on Jesus when it's trouble times, or hallelujah, or just when there's a need? How do you keep Jesus in your daily life? Hallelujah. Apostle?
I know the best way to keep him in your life is to move toward the wise implementations that God has revealed to you in the Word during the course of the meeting with the victorious women. You're already victorious just because you came to him, gave him your life, and now you're learning how to make the plans and the various decisions,
yes,
of what a wise woman is, that you'll be finding out that what you're actually doing, building new hope in yourself and in others.
Yes.
And by practicing those things, hallelujah, that you've learned during the meeting and finding out, I didn't just hear those things in the meeting to hear, but I heard them that I would make and bring them into my life and be able to be strong. That is it, what we're going to find over in Proverbs. It's 24:3. The Lord has really given us opportunity, making that great commitment as one in the body of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Your life is changed around. And I cooperate with the gatherings of the saints, what is taught in my service in the house of God, and how I move in it and govern myself, hallelujah, according to what the Lord has done down inside of me. Praise
That's
Lord.
A good word, Apostle, govern. Amen. That he becomes the governor in your life. Amen. That's the ruler over the state. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that word, governor. That's a good one. Hallelujah. Because the governor, hallelujah, is in charge of the state of things. My God. Hallelujah. We could go somewhere with that. Hallelujah. Evangelist Ada, hallelujah. How the ladies doing with that question?
I'm sitting here just listening to what Apostle Phil just said about the governor, and that is so awesome what she just said, because he has got to be the first of everything in your life, and I truly believe in keeping him in my life, seeking him first thing in the morning. I mean, just seeking him out. Don't make a move without him. When I wake up in the morning, I'm seeking his face, just thanking him, grateful for another day. No one
yes.
will move without him. Let his
yes.
grand Father God, let your will be my will this day, Lord God. Order my step, Lord God. Cover me in the blood of Jesus today, Father God. Let order my step, Father God. He said he ordered the steps of a righteous man. And I just
That's
thank
right.
him every morning that when he blessed me with new mercies and his grace still all around me. Don't want to move without that. Don't want to ask directions and guiding through him, because he's already ready with a plan for your life that day. And I thank the Lord, and knowing that through the teaching that he has a plan for my life when I wake up in the morning. The only
That's
thing
right.
I have to be concerned about hope for the promises for tomorrow, and I just bless God so I seek his face early in the morning. That's how I
yes.
get my life.
Yes,
first thing
yes.
in the morning. Seeking
yes,
to spend time with him, praising his name, giving him honor, giving him glory, giving him some praise, don't take
yeah.
nothing for granted. Nothing
yes.
for granted.
Call him God. Go ahead.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
If you're on the line tonight and you want to talk about how do you keep Jesus in your daily walk, hallelujah, we just need, come on the line tonight, hallelujah, and tell us how do you keep Jesus in your daily walk. Like Apostle Phil said, hallelujah, somewhere he becomes the governor in your life. Hallelujah, somewhere he becomes the governor in your life. Amen. And so we bless God for what it is that he does. And just like in James 4:7, hallelujah, says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Hallelujah, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is certainly something that we have learned at Rebirth. Hallelujah, that when you are walking with God, that's not walking with the devil too. Hallelujah, that you cannot serve two masters. Somewhere you got to let one go. Hallelujah. But here's what we already know, that we have got to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. That means, hallelujah, being able to identify wrong and being able to resist getting caught up with evil stuff. That's a part of walking in your daily life. Hallelujah. And resisting means that you're going to be presented with stuff, hallelujah, that you're going to have to fight against, hallelujah, and you've got to remain strong, hallelujah, so that you will not allow that thing to overtake you. Hallelujah. So you got to remember that the devil's job is to present you with stuff that you can't resist, so that you can't be strong, that you can't prevent, and that you can't fight. But the devil is a liar. That once you fight with the word of God and be strong with the joy of Jesus and be preventative with prayer, that the devil gets defeated every time. Hallelujah. The devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know somebody's got, amen, a testimony about how they get through day to day, keeping Jesus at the forefront of your life. Apostle?
And that's the place that you got to keep him. And I will sing hallelujah unto praises unto the Lord, because love of God found me when I was lost. The love of God now keeps me to walk in the way of the redemption that he's brought to my soul. Love has lifted me, and I will sing, and we will sing, because we've been redeemed, and we are able to proclaim that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, some of us can say, if it had not been for the day of that victorious meeting, hallelujah, with the women of God, we would not know, hallelujah, how to go forward. We would have been falling back, but because we've been called, by the hand of God, that we will walk and talk in the redeemed move of his hand, because he suffered that we could make it. He suffered that we could make it. And we are people of God that's yielding to the call of God to sacrifice all that we know for what he knows best. Is that relating to all that has called by his name? Amen, Pastor Harris. Commitment to the body of Christ. And that's Victorious Women.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the way you did that. You just summed that right on up, Apostle. And that is Victorious Women. Hallelujah, which kind of takes us right into Colossians 2 and 6. Hallelujah, that therefore as you have received Jesus Christ, so walk in him. Hallelujah. I just love the way that just sounds. Is that therefore, if you have already received Christ Jesus, so walk in him. How can you have such a precious thing and not use it? Hallelujah. When we decided to give our lives to Christ, we also decided to walk with him. So remember that wherever you go, hallelujah, you're not walking alone. Jesus, hallelujah, and that makes you victorious, whether you're a man or a woman. Hallelujah. When you're walking with Jesus, hallelujah, that if God goes before you, who shall be against you? I keep that with me every day. Hallelujah. And whatever you're doing, you're not doing it alone. Hallelujah. Because you got Jesus with you. And guess what? When you're doing stuff with Jesus, it's always a win-win. Hallelujah. Because it don't go down. Hallelujah. That he can do anything but fail. So we bless God. That makes you victorious. Hallelujah. Whether you're a man or a woman. And the Christ, hallelujah, is now living within you. It is no longer, hallelujah, you. It's he that lives in you. Hallelujah. And guess what? That makes life a win-win. Hallelujah. If you're on the line and you know about keeping Christ with you, hallelujah, in your daily life, just speak up and tell us, how do you do it? How do you keep Jesus in your life each and every day? Amen. Apostle?
You just got to tell him, Jesus, you're the center of my life.
Joy.
Come on. Go ahead. I want that for you because of the commitment.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think the rest of that says, all that's good and perfect comes from you. Somebody help me sing it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're having a good time tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to be able to keep him as the center of our joy. Everything that's good and perfect comes from you. Come on, is that Evangelist Ada with the Victorious Women? Hallelujah.
This is Sister Keisha.
Amen, Sister Keisha. God bless you, married woman of God.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You, Pastor.
Amen.
I was just wanted to tell how I keep the Lord in my life daily is just walking by faith and not by sight. And I don't just wait until the bad times to thank him. I thank him during the good times also. When it's really good, I thank him for it being really good. And when it's going bad, I thank him for it being bad, because I know the storm doesn't last forever.
That's exactly right. Go ahead, girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Bad times don't last always. Hallelujah. There's a season for everything. And I just want to congratulate you, Victorious Woman. Amen.
Yes.
How the Lord will change things in your life. Apostle?
I can do all things through Christ. And when I heard the testimony, it's just yielding to the provisions that God made for her life. And it said, I'm up and I'm out of it and I'm in it all over again. And I'm winning. The things that God has already spoke over our lives, he said, victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, is already yours. Hallelujah. It's already won to all of us. And the victory of God and his power is unlimited. Unlimited. Continue to step into the victory that's already been given to you in Jesus' name, because we are victorious children in the kingdom of God. As I heard Pastor say, whether it be male or female, we're victorious. Just keep abiding in him. Pastor Harris?
Wow. Do you know what time it is? My God, it seems like we just got started. We were all heated up and stuff. Hallelujah, and it's time to go. Well, I invite you back next Friday at 7:30 p.m. as we continue our series, Not I, But Christ. Hallelujah. Apostle, do you have any closing comments before we exit? Amen.
No harm in praising our God. We're ready, able, and we're going on because we know that our destiny is wrapped up in our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to just keep on moving by faith. That's our action word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we at Rebirth pray that your weekend will be filled with the Holy Spirit, guiding and directing your pathway to experience the pardon. Hallelujah. Experience the power and to experience the partnership that you can have with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Rebirth Tabernacles is asking you to join us for our weekly prayer line every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in James 15:16 to pray one for another. So please come and join us on our prayer line at 712-432-0360. Amen. That number again is 712-432-0360 with the access code of 1069341#. 1069341#. And it doesn't matter where you're calling from, hallelujah, all over can access that line. If you have a family member or a friend, or even if you need personal prayer, please call 712-432-0360, access code 1069341, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Mark your calendar every Thursday night. Hallelujah. We have an active live prayer line. And I thank you again, listeners. And remember that Jesus is still on his job, interceding on your behalf. We also would like to invite you to visit our website. Amen. And you get an opportunity to see some of the great events that we have. Tomorrow is our men's conference. Amen. And we just thank God for the men of God that are going to go forth tomorrow. Hallelujah. Equipping men for every good work. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to see some of that on our website at www.rebirthtab.org. Again, www.rebirthtab.org. Hallelujah. We also invite you to join us for one of our Sunday morning services at the Delta Community Center, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Our services, hallelujah, are at 10 a.m. Get up and come on in. Hallelujah. 10 a.m. Get up, hallelujah, and come on in and enjoy the Lord, because one of the things we will promise you, that you will have an amazing time at Rebirth, because we at Rebirth believe that, come on, you can say it with me, that it ain't no harm. And praising his name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.